Table. Informative, fresh, and direct.
What do the people of South Sudan want? They want just any government, or they want a government that they feel will represent the kinds of things they need that will bring a sustainable peace?
Hear from the experts, policymakers, and major stakeholders about trending national issues around you. On the roundtable, ideas are served.
This is one. Allow me.
Go ahead. Okay.
Join the experts as they discuss national issues and how they affect you.
We don't want to go back to war.
The roundtable every Saturday from 8 to 10 in the morning, with a repeat on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. On Radio Raya. The Round Table.
Hello and a very good morning to you listening to the round table with me, Sunny Martin. Today we are going to be discussing about the continued logging in Kejikeji County of Central Equatoria State that is creating tension in the area. According to the Central Equatoria State Minister of Local Government and Law Enforcement Agencies, there have been reports of community hostilities against the army and the army against the community that has resulted to loss of life in the area. Some state government officials have been accused of interferences in the matter, making it very difficult to stop the ongoing illegal logging in Kejikeji County of Central Equatoria State. The state parliament is concerned also that although presidential orders have been issued banning illegal logging across the country in recent years, but their implementation has not been effective. So, what can be done to stop the illegal logging happening in Kejikeji County that has already created tension between the host communities and the loggers? These are some of the questions we are going to be discussing today with our guest right here, and our lines will also be open to you, where you can call us and talk to us on 0912062079 or 0912062950. Those are all our lines. You can call and be part of our discussion this weekend. And I'm glad to inform you that I'm joined in the studio here by Honorable Mawa Moses, who is the Minister of Roads and Bridges, and also he's a member of a committee that was formed by the Governor of Central Equatoria State to travel to Kejikeji County and investigate these logging issues. You are welcome to Radio Mirror, and good morning.
Thank you very much.
And I'm also joined by Honorable Francis Dabe, who is the Chief Whip in Central Equatoria State Legislative Assembly. Welcome, Honorable.
It's a pleasure.
And also I am joined by James Boboya James, who is a political analyst and a police analyst right here in our studio. He will be looking at that also. Boboya James, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And we are also expecting the County Commissioner of Kejikeji to join us right here, because just this week he appeared in the State Parliament to also tell us more about it. But before we go into the nitty-gritty of this discussion of this illegal logging happening in Kejikeji County, our reporter Regina Gorle, who have been following this story very closely, has this on this logging in Kejikeji County.
Kejikeji community in Central Equatoria State and Agwete group of companies are in dispute over alleged illegal logging of the forest in their county. The community argues that the loggers are illegally harvesting timber in the forest. The companies claim they were given a license in 2016 by the defunct Yei River state government. Kejikeji County Commissioner Kenyi Erasto Gale says the companies, namely Santos Petroleum and Timber Company, Agwe Company Limited, and Oscar Investment, threatened to shut down his office if they are not allowed to log trees. A representative of one of the companies says the community denied them access despite obtaining new documents from state authorities. Agwe Company Director James Maduol Thorn has this to say.
Well, we signed a contract from somewhere. When Adil is the governor of former Yei River State, previous Yei River State. When our president came and dissolve the state of 32 state to 10 state. So Adil was sent a committee, Greater Kajikeji. We came ourselves to community. We go and convene community. Community told us, okay, by then you pay the money to the state authority, the government, mm-hmm. account, and we don't have a budget. Where is our percentage to allow you people to go and collect your law? We said, okay, if it is that, we don't have problem. We are business people. What you can say, we shall do it to you. We can take your bill and then we come and collect our thing. From there, community accept. They said, pay us, we need 35 million Uganda shilling. We said, well, we shall do it. I came and sit with my group of a good trading company. We collect 35 million. We went and handled that money to them. They call the community, then they talk, they write the letter, they give to us, give it to chief. Mm-hmm. The one who writes that letter of chief, he give to us to collect our log. He write 460 log in the document, which is 24 trucks. We went, they accept, we went back and we went and hired the crane in to Uganda people. We bring the crane in. When we came in January, they called the crane again.
The director of the Agwet company says they met and agreed with some community leaders and there is no justification for being prevented by others. Madol, once again.
When I take my log, they give me my log, and then I close, I go to other places to go and work. Yeah. There is very many places. That is work I have started since 2006 up to now. That is what I'm doing. And I have this group, very many group, they are surviving in this work. Even I have the people who are finishing their school, they have degrees, they have what? Diplomas, they have masters. They are working with me here.
And as you said, do you go to any forest and start cutting? When you say that there are some people who have graduated and have nothing to do.
I didn't go to any forest and start cutting, no. They allowed me with those documents, with agreement. They showed me the place because I don't know this place. People call landlord, they are the one who showing me, this is my place, this is the place. And I can pay landlord with the 2 million for each truck, 2 million Uganda money, which is $600.
And after that, of course, you transport them to Uganda, right?
Yeah, I transport them to Uganda from Uganda to Vietnam.
You are also taxed or you are just...
Yeah, they are taxing me. The county is taxing me with $1,600. State authority even is taking $810. That is the state. National government is taking $720 from the same law.
Speaking to Radio Miraya, a member of the Agwet company called on the government of Central Equatorial State to intervene.
There is a manager directing in Juba, which is the overall in Juba, belong to Agwet. We send him direct to Adil office. He went and informed. Adil also is doshing. They are all in the deal. The cabinet minister, which was write the letter for that Adil, for that commissioner, they are the one who have this deal. They want us to lose more so that they can bring other business people to auction our log to get more money. That is a deal. And for us, we have our own right. We have spent more than $100,000. Can we leave that? We need a really committee to come from Juba to come and see.
Logging has been a controversial issue in many parts of Central Equatoria in the past 10 years. And many interventions have failed to reconcile commercial and community interests.
Yes, and that is our reporter there, Regina Gorley, with that report that kicks off our discussion today as we are discussing about the controversy surrounding the illegal logging in Kejikeji County of Central Equatoria State. Several MPs have also raised their concerns and the ministers have been summoned to go and appear before the August House and explain exactly what's going on, including the county commissioner who is on the way coming for our discussion today. Let's begin our discussion right here. Honorable Moses, you are a member of the committee that was formed by the governor to go to Kejikeji after having compiled your report and having heard from this report. First of all, tell us what's going on. What was your finding, first of all?
Okay, thank you very much, Sunny Martin. And I think it is a pleasure for me to be in Radio Miraya for the first time. Although I had interview on a telephone call.
Yeah, you are most welcome.
So I'm glad that I'm here. To go straight to your point, and I think that the issues of logging in Kajukeji are issues to do with the issues of concern by all the citizens, government, and everybody. As you put it correctly, the right people who would have been invited for this panel discussion should have been the Minister of Local Government and Law Enforcement and the Minister of Agriculture and Forestry. But also as a member of the committee, that was tasked to go and investigate. I will only be having this discussion as a member of the
committee.
The committee. For sure, yes, we went to Kajukeji as a team. Our team was not only to handle issues to do with logging, but also issues to do with cattle herders that are in Kajukeji County. And our team was comprised of our security advisor, Mr. Angelo Dayu, and Honorable Gerald Francis, the Minister for Peace Building, and myself, the Minister for Roads and Bridges of Central Equatoria, simply because I hail from Kajukeji, but there was no relevance for me to be in the committee.
Okay.
Yes. To go to the point, for sure we discovered that there is logging going on in Kajukeji, and there are a number of companies. We have the Agwer company. We also have Oscar company. We have KML company. We have Morwell company. There are about five of them.
Five companies.
Five companies. Most of these companies are registered companies by the national government. You know that
legally operating.
Legal. They are registered.
Mm.
They are not legally operating, but they are registered companies in the Republic of South Sudan.
That means they are legally
correct.
Recognized.
Yes, they are legally recognized at the national level, registered, but at the state level they do not have operational licenses.
Mm-hmm.
We did not get any document. And these companies have been in Kajukeji very long time ago. You know, I want to take you a little bit to our findings. In our findings, we discovered that the logging issue started way back in 2016, 2017, when the conflict erupted in Juba.
Mm-hmm.
Between the warring parties. And in 2016, 2017, the IO in Kajukeji started the massive logging, the illegal logging. According to our finding, was first started by the IO in Kajukeji. You are very much aware that there was some document called Profiteer.
Yeah, documentary.
The documentary, mm-hmm. which was shown all over on
social
on
media.
YouTube, yeah. Social media, and so forth. That was the beginning of logging in Kajukeji. And for sure, in our findings also, during the era of 32 states, the companies of Aguet and Santos and the rest of the companies also continued having the same logging. Mainly, they had some agreements with the then local governments of the 32 states.
Mm.
Of course. And that is the county of Kajukeji County by then and the county of Kangaputu. I mean of Kangapu generally. So that was our finding. They agreed that they want to have you know, roads worked on, airstrip worked on, and all these kind of things. That is why these companies claim that they have been invited by some authorities from the government. Now, we also discovered that for sure also the community of Kajukeji is involved in this logging.
Mm-hmm.
In sense that the community have local agreements with these loggers, and we have documents that we obtained from the ground indicating that agreement between the landlords and the loggers.
Yeah.
And we discovered that for sure the government collects money. In this case, we have the local government, the office of the commissioner, collect some money, as you have heard from
the report.
From the report, they collect around $1,500,
according to them.
That is according to them, but according to the documents I have, because I don't want to talk based on hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
There are documents that we have obtained, and in those documents, the county takes $1,500 per truck. The community takes $2,500,000
which is over
the $2 million goes to the landlords, and the other 500 goes to the local administration within the Payam. And on issues to do with the documents from the state government, particularly in the then defunct states of Yei, I was a member of that cabinet that time. That time I was a minister of information. And when we went for this investigation, we asked this report to give us all relevant documents. We did not get any document from the state that indicates that approvals were given by the state government, whether from the governor's office or from the forestry department. We have never got any document like that. That's one of our findings. What we got was there was a document that was written by the executive director of the governor. That document was very clear. There were locks which were down as a result of other committees that have gone to Kajukeji to do investigation of logging. And the document says that those locks that are down should be shown and shared by the authorities, and then there were forces of General Okudjo that became part of the SSPDF.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only document we got, and it is clear. It says only logs that are down.
Not those ones standing.
So this was also one of our findings. In our findings, we also obtain some approvals. Those approvals are from the local government, particularly the commissioner's office, which I think in parliament he accepted.
Yeah,
he accepted it very clearly, and he did not deny it.
Yeah, in your findings, did you discover the $810 being paid to the
state
government?
Yes, of course. Yes, you know we even met with the authorities. We met with the custom officials. We also met with the state revenue officials. What I want to say here is that the officials at the border, the state revenue, and the customs, their job is to collect money from goods that enters the country and goods that goes out of the country. So, yes, they have been collecting, they accepted it, but based on that fact, because they are not a regulatory authority, their job is to collect money from people who goes in and people who goes out.
Okay.
I think this is what I want to say.
All right. Yes. And if you have just joined us right now, you are listening to the round table with me, Sunny Martin, and we are joined also in the studio here by the Commissioner of Kajukeji County, who also appeared this week in the State Parliament to answer queries in regards to these issues of logging. Honorable Francis Dabe, you are the Chief Whip of the SPLM-IO in the State Legislative Assembly, Central Equatoria, and you are also one of the people who could explain to us, like you heard from the Honorable Minister, the logging in the Kajukeji County that has become an issue today was started by the SPLM-IO in 2016-2017, towards the end of 2017. Could you tell us exactly, in the Parliament, why are the MPs so concerned?
Thank you, Comrade St. Martin. I think it is quite well. A long time, if you can remember, it's about 7 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to be hosted here for a number of times when I was a member of Parliament and then sent over to the Legislative Assembly. The issue of logging that has become so controversial and has resulted to loss of lives, including of burning, of assets belonging to companies that are foreign, others are indigenous, is so alarming, and it indeed has drawn the attention of the public, including the whole country as well. the motion that we've raised and put it on the floor of parliament was overdue, because the parliament took a bit long time to be constituted. Others would have done this before. But before I continue with this, I want to correct one thing. That it is not, we should say it is legal logging in Kajukeji, not illegal logging in Kajukeji.
It is illegal?
Legal logging in Kajukeji, in bold letters. Mm. Because we are dealing with government agencies that have contributed in many ways, more than 90%.
But if it is, if it is illegal, why are you already complaining? Why are you summoning the ministers, the county commissioners? Why are people complaining?
They are complaining because of that. It is disastrous in the way. Comrade Martin, first of all, the executive is complaining that the logging business in Kajukeji is illegal. Yet we have confirmed from the narrative of the executive director of Agwet company that they obtained all necessary legal documents for them to operate. And they're not operating a business that is not international in nature. It is international trade, which requires, first of all, number one, a certificate of origin for all the goods, you know very well. Meaning the national government of the host country or home country must issue that certificate of origin. All goods that go outside your country must bear certification in the international market. That's number one. Number two, you must be licensed. Number three, you must be given operations license, and that is given to you by the state government. And I believe that if these companies were illegally operating in Kajukeji, by this time they would have arrested. Why would they arrest innocent civilians that have nothing to do with this, and they are not able to arrest even the loggers by themselves? So it means they are, this business is legal. Number two, the kind of protection accorded to the loggers, to the companies, they are protected by the security agencies of the state. Okay? So it means it is legal. Something illegal, once you are banned as a government, you must be able to execute your orders. But none of these orders that were issued by the state authorities or county authority have been implemented.
Mm.
So it means here there's a way they want to massage, you know, the feelings of the community.
Who want to massage?
The state government. I'm talking about the government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because now we have state government orders. All right? I had wanted to come with them, but of course everybody knows this. The county authority also issued it. Okay? But up to today, not even a single logger that goes with a lock has been arrested. And then also, the loggers have legal documents. Do you think that these loggers can cross the border from Jale to Afoji without due documentation? Never. You must be able to portray the image that you have cleared with your home government that you are an international trader. So in this case here, we are dealing with legal, disastrous logging business that the state agencies want to jump away, but in the eyes of the public, Comrade Martin, we have discovered that the business of the logging in Kajukeji is legal because the companies or the individuals involved have legal documentations. And it's also, you know, verified by the fact that they are protected by the same government.
Okay. Yes, Honorable County Commissioner of Kajukeji, well, first of all, you are most welcome to Red Miraya, Honorable King Erasto. Having heard and having appeared in the parliament here this week to answer, to make more clarification, and you really spoke in proverbs like one hand of yours is tied and the other one cannot kick this and all that, according to our news I had. First of all, tell us exactly, like what we heard from Honorable Francis Dabe, is this logging going on in Kajukeji, is it illegal or it is legal?
Well, first of all, I
would like to say thank you very much for been here. This is my second time, and together with my brothers, I would like to clarify it and say it in short terms that is an illegal business that are legalized simply because when these guys came, of course I was not there. I doesn't know how they started, but when I got in, I realized that the state government struggle, is really a struggle to make sure that we stop the business. But it was a little bit complicated simply because of the protection that are given. The protection that are given, you could see that it's not a kind of protection that you are protecting the business of this person, but you are protecting the interest of the person. So in most cases, as the county commissioner, your powers and your security and being the head of security is all about the army and all the forces that are around you are the one guarding, are the one protecting the resources and all the properties and the human beings that are there. The reason I'm not seeing that the logging is legal because it has some powers that are put in.
Powers coming from where?
Directly from army. Even if you see in my report. But
honorable, we understand that there is a tax being collected by the county authorities.
Yes, the taxes are what we call royalty.
Mm-hmm.
This one, we collect it once the person feel like to give. But if he don't feel like to give, he goes.
But what we understand is that each time a logger loads his truck, he pays money and gets out. And if he loads more than 5 trucks in a day, he pays to the county authority. And you are benefiting from that as a county.
Not really. This is what you heard, but not really like that. The reality is, if these guys load, at times they load at night, they come there at night and cross up to Jale at night. And what you realize later, they forge documents. As Honorable Francis said, it's very true. They can cross without documents, but they are forged it.
Okay, now what is your major concern as a county commissioner with this logging going on in your county? What is your major concern, and what is causing all this tension?
Well, my major concern is to make sure that this logging activities is stopped. And this is why, from my side, I do give reports. At the side of communities, they do give report. And this is why the parliament also woke up seriously and make sure they summoned me, so that together we...
Okay, but how do you stop a legal thing like Honorable said? This is illegal in bold. According to the Honorable Francis Dabe, said legal in bold. So how do you stop something that is legalized? Yes. Okay. Okay. We shall come to you. We shall come to you, Dabe. Let's find out from Boboya. When you hear all this happening, what is your take on what's happening in KJ as a police analyst?
Thank you so much, Martin. I just want to give my independent perspective as a policy and a political analyst. First of all, I want to say that the logging in Kajukeji has been practiced by both the IO and the government. It's not one entity that has been doing that. We have evidence of the then government of Yeriva State in getting deeply involved in logging. We have evidence of the IO taking that opportunity to do a lot of logging in the areas they've actually been controlling, and that created the chaos and the mayhem of logging in Kajukeji and many surrounding areas of Central Equatoria. Number two, whether this logging is legal or illegal, what I want to say is that the government of Central Equatorial State have issued documents allowing some of these fake companies, I call them fake companies, to become legitimate companies and begin practicing logging. And even allowing some of the, they call them in Kajuke, they call them landlords, you know, individuals who claim to have legitimized their processes of allowing their logs to be cut. And let me tell you, we have evidence that the government of Central Equatoria, and the commissioner appears to be even whole or held hostage because he doesn't know what to do as a head of security and the head of the local government of Kajukeji County, because there are two entities that are getting involved here. The state government tried to use the army to appear as if the army is the more powerful and doing those logging in the eye of the government. You know, you heard from the news, I mean from the report, that they even mentioned the governor of Central Equatoria as one of the major players. Yet we have institutions that are mandated by the constitutions to be able to exercise environmental governance, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Forests is one. In this situation, the Ministry of Agriculture and Forests is not sufficing because their roles have been hijacked. And let me tell you this, Sunny and the South Sudanese, who are very interested in this issue about Kajukeji. One is that there has been absence of policy on how, you know, logging needs to be conducted in Kajukeji and surrounding areas. The rules that are supposed to be enforced are been absent. Some of these rules do exist, but individuals within the structures of government of Central Equatoria do not want to enforce some of those rules because they want to benefit. And that's why, and let me tell you, if you go to Kajukeji, people will tell you definitely the Kajukeji County, through the commissioner of Kajukeji, they're receiving taxes. And the moment they get these taxes, they legitimize the process. You know, the evidence is that they're paying taxes to the state. You know, those companies are operating in those counties, very legitimate, because they're cooperating with the entities that are, you know, paying taxes and something like that. You can imagine, if it's not legitimate, how come that the soldiers are able to escort the companies at night to go and do the loading of those locks, transporting them across the border, and those locks are able to be accepted to go to Uganda if it's not legitimate, things like that. So the norms and the behavior created by this government of Central Equatoria, plus the lack of protection of resources, has created these issues. And I think one of the issues that I want to talk about here that actually brought some of these issues is there's increased, you know, tension in Kajukeji because the interest of the people of Kajukeji is not taken care of. And when the interest of people of Kajukeji is not taken care of, the government, when they started raising issues, the government started shutting them down. Because what's going on right now is that the government of Central Equatoria, not actually the entire government, but some of the individuals within Central Equatoria government, they are promoting the interest of some of those companies. And that creates a problem. And I think one of the issues about the benefits, you know, the Kajukeji people have lost the benefits that comes with the forest. You know, those locks have been there since before we were born.
But
right?
You heard from Honorable Mawa that there some communities are also involved because they are benefiting.
Those communities are linked to some of the leaders in Central Equatoria.
Mm-hmm.
The Central Equatoria, that's what I'm talking about. There's some individuals within Central Equatoria government that works with those communities to empower them. Because how can one community leader offer us a junk part of the logging and is protected by the state? If the government is against that practices, they would have even put that particular community leader in jail. Nobody has been put in jail. You see? So when the community started going out and started burning machineries and things like that, in the eye of the commissioner, because they don't trust the commissioner anymore, because the commissioner does not have powers. You know, when the commissioner starts making changes on the ground, he will be sacked the following day, because he's not working in accordance to the interests of people who are living in Juba.
Okay.
The dollar. Is creating problems. And one of the issues to submit is that there's been increased fraud in this process. There's been lock laundry. As soon as this laundry happens and the locks crosses the border, they become legitimate locks. And then they become like, oh, this lock comes from South Sudan and they're legit.
Okay.
And this is the issue that really needs to be addressed.
Okay. Let's find out from Honorable Dabe.
Thank you, Comrade Sandy Martin. There are three reasons why we are convinced that it is state activity.
Mm-hmm.
One, the aspect of revenue collection.
Yeah.
The right hand issues an executive order for banning the process. The left hand collects revenue. That's one paradox. Number two, once a government has given a company to do the logging, it now gives that company protection. The kind of protection given to them is legal. Documentation. When you heard from the narrative of the agri company leadership, and by the way, they are ready even to face the law. They are ready to face the law, and they will embarrass some of the institutions because they know that they are operating in this country as legal entities. Legal in the sense that they have been issued the necessary documents for them to be able to carry the business. So based on these three aspects of the business, one, documentation, two, revenues, three, protection, here, as a parliament, we said this is a government business. Now, the involvement of the community. We come from a very vulnerable community, and especially at this time, when someone has a gun. And by the way, let me tell you, the kind of intimidation that our communities are going through, because now they know that it is the government logging the trees. They have come to destroy the trees. Now, the remaining ones, let them also benefit from it. Number two, if you don't want, you can be killed, because they have been intimidated to an extent that you know very well that, as we talk now, the Payam director of Nyepo Payam is in custody for the last 1 month plus, just because of this. So now, what do you think the landlords can do? And at gunpoint? Yes, right. We need the locks. This is how some of them are lured in. And by the way, after having also, you know, benefited from the business, then automatically become a club member. So this is what I want to say, that let us not play with English words. What is illegal is illegal. What is illegal is illegal. There's difference between light and darkness. You cannot just bring the two together. Mm-hmm. So to me, I'm saying that we should say this to the people of Central Kotea. Yes, we have locked as a government, and therefore we call for forgiveness from our people.
Okay, now what remedy is the state parliament seeking for all this chaos going on in Kejikeji?
Yes, because the companies logging are legal, not illegal. What we seek to do is to ensure that after, because by the way, in the recent time, I remember the Commission of Kejikeji appeared on the floor of parliament on last Wednesday. And we also came to understand that the last committee that went to Kejikeji, the Miso Committee of the two ministers, they went and sat down with the companies that they should continue ferrying the already locked trees, okay, in a way that is not being known, that there are documents already. So these documents are in the parliament. We are going to make sure within 1 week these documents are compiled by the committees, and thereafter we'll make sure that a committee of parliament is sent to Kejikeji to do a comprehensive verification so that we document and let the world know, because we know that the government is the one logging and is the only remedy to the current situation in Kejikeji. If they say today that logging must stop, it will stop. Let me tell you one thing about the army. Let us not blame the army. An army is an army. A politician is a politician. Who invited the army to protect? It is the government. The army is protecting business of the government. Because who sent them there? It is the government. So to me, the aspect of making the army as a scapegoat is improper. Because even now, when we invite the army officers here, they will embarrass us. In the sense that they were also told to go and protect the businesses. They have grounds, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yes, they have ground. The business entities have ground. Okay? And then the army has ground. But the issue here is that we have forgotten is that we have parties to the peace agreement. Okay? Take this, and it must be taken very serious. The commissioner of Kejikeji is from IO. And until now, all the forces have not been integrated. The unification of the army is not complete. And for this case, it makes, you know, civil administration difficult because of the nature of the conflict. So in a way, even if they were not told, sometimes there's that sentiment that we also know. So it means that we must go down, not only to people, also to our army, to ensure that the peace agreement is disseminated. And everybody gets to know and understand that here there's no opposition. All of us are government, by the way. All of us are government, whether you are IO, SOA, OPP, SMIG, all these ones are political components that constitute the Artigono. So in this case here, we need that the peace agreement is equally disseminated to the forces for them to understand, so that the implementation of the peace agreement or the local ground is well implemented.
Okay. Yes, Honorable Mawa Moses, you are on the ground and you heard from the report compiled by our reporter Regina Gorley that they are saying that we even spent over $100,000 in Kejikeji facilitating the logging process, and like you said, $1,810, $720 to the national government. So what was your recommendation, the committee's recommendation which you are a member of?
Okay, thank you very much, Sunny Martin. Before I come to the recommendations, I want to clarify certain things here. You know, when we are talking, we should be talking based on facts. It's not just all about making statements here to appease the public of what is happening. Myself and the commissioner, at least we can talk facts, because we have been to Kajukeji several times myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know exactly what is in Kajukeji. If you talk from Juba here, you may not understand what is in Kajukeji. So the best is for us to make sure that we go into the ground and establish facts. We have never and ever told the companies to continue with the logging. This one, point of correction, Honorable Dabe. Listen. Let me clarify.
They are still continuing to ferry the logs across Uganda. Much as we are talking about anti-logging.
Let me clarify. Yes. Mm-hmm. I say it is not a matter of talking, but you must be talking facts. I think the commissioner made it clear in parliament that the instruction we gave these people was that let them collect those logs and put them together until when we return back.
Those
commissioner, I think I'm right.
Yes. They are documents.
Those that are down. If they are documents,
yes,
that is another thing.
Yes.
Which we will have to prove.
Correct.
Whoever did it, if it is an individual within the committee, we don't condone. But we resolve that all those people. First of all, we confiscated their machines. Commissioner, they are there with Sobek. Commissioner is here. I don't want to talk. You have not been to Kajukeji. I've been to Kajukeji. Commissioner is here. We confiscated their machines and we told them the only late thing you can do is to put those logs together. There is a committee in the ground. Let them go and verify those logs as we come back to Juba to report to the leadership to give us another mandate.
Yeah.
To go back and handle the situation. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what we have done. If anybody is saying we have told them to continue, that is not part of what we have done. Another thing I want to say is that, you see, when we talk about government, whether you're in the parliament or you're in the executive, you're part of the government. So if you want to say it is the government, it means you are also involved.
Yeah.
But if you're saying it is the executive, you must be clear that it is the executive. In this case, I said it clearly that the state government, where I come from, the executive, where I come from, I have never obtained any document from the state government that allows logging, except a document that allowed logs that were cut down to be collected and sold. I think I made it clear.
Yeah, but I want to ask you, Minister.
Correct.
You told us very clearly, and the people of Central Equatoria have heard, that these people are legally registered, but some of them do not have operational licenses. How come the government of Central Equatoria allowing companies to cut the teaks, the forest, and load them in vehicles?
Listen.
You're legitimizing a process that is illegal to become legitimate, and even when individuals that are given instructions to only allow the locks that are down, they go and load the locks that are not down, right? And some people have evidence of that, and the government is paying deaf ears. What is going on? Why is the government of Central Equatoria not living in line with promoting the interests of the people of Kajukeji, but promoting the interests of the companies? What is going on here? And we talk about the implementation of the Rabadaraz Business Agreement that is supposed to bring peace, sustainability, and development of the people of Kajukeji. You know, whatever the government is doing, not the entire government anyway, but individuals within the government needs to be held accountable. You know, because they are increasing the suffering of the people of Kajukeji, and the tension is increasing. So If you're telling us about what you're doing, I know obviously the mandate was that you go and investigate it. It is good that you went down and trying to find out what is going on. And it's good that the recommendations are more clear in terms of what can be done. But I want one thing that that people of Kajukeji and people of Central Equatoria are not happy is the behavior of the government of Central Equatoria not addressing the situation in a way that goes in line with the people of Central Equatoria. Well, so that is one of the biggest issues.
Yeah.
Okay, let me answer his question. You see, you have asked a very good question. And I want to say this, if there are individuals who are involved, these are merely individuals, it is not the government,
mm-hmm.
or it is not the executive. The word executive is different from the word individual. If you have an evidence of an individual, please bring those evidences out. I come from Kajukeji, I bear that pain more than any of you here. Because I have never been involved in logging. I bear the pain of the logging in Kajukeji. My own Payam, where I come from, is completely clear. The logs are all, if you go there, or the last time I went, this reason, I got the remaining trees, those small, small ones, were all blown down by wind because the strong ones which used to be there, the windbreaker, are completely cut down.
Okay, honorable, first of all, we understand that, like Dabe said, one of the leader is behind bar for the last 1 month. And you are finding, did you discover that, and what's being done to release him?
Well, I think on the issue of the person who has been arrested, I think I will leave that to commissioner to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are certain things that are more of security.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with me.
Okay. First of all, our listeners are interested in your recommendation. First of all, what were some of the recommendations that was made public so that that was made and you came with it and presented to the person who sent you to KJKJ? What are the recommendations?
Well, I think I want to be clear to you in our recommendations. We came with some specific recommendations of what should be done.
Mm-hmm.
In our recommendations, number one is we talk about removal and administrative transfers of actors involved in the logging business. This is one of the recommendations. And we also ask for another mandate to go back within 2 days, to go back for 2 weeks in order for us to complete the remaining task. Number three, we talked about the involvement of the community of Kajukeji so that they can play a role in terms of sensitization of the people who call themselves landlords, because those are members of the community and therefore the community should play a role. Let me tell you, those people who are logging, they are not only people from outside, there are people from Kajukeji County. Our own people in Kajukeji County are doing logging.
Mm-hmm.
There are companies even from Ngepo Fayam, where Honorable Dabe comes from. There are people of Ngepo who are involved in the logging. And as I talk, they are in Kajukeji. What has he done with it? With his own people? When we want to address this issue, we must address the root causes of the problem. Now, one of the recommendations is that yes, that one is not concerned about this. Is a different thing. We also recommended that we brief the community of Kajukeji on the outcome of our visit to Kajukeji, which we have already done it. We have agreed with them in that meeting that they actually appreciated our work, appreciated our committee very much, and added for us two members of the committee, of the community, to our committee so that we can go back and complete the remaining task.
Very important question.
Mr. Sunday Martin, before our living God, how can a government involved in logging constitute a committee to go and investigate itself? Under normal sense. In this case here, when you see the recommendations.
Okay, let me answer your question.
No, I'm coming to just you
because you said the question.
Yes. So in this case here, we don't value the recommendations of the committee, because in the first place these are ministers who are not relevant.
So has who? Yeah. Who? Yeah. As a parliament or as individuals?
because
this is an individual feeling. Because now, for example, the minister of forestry is not there. The minister of local government is not there
in the committee.
In the committee. So these are individuals who went there under a recommendation of the Council of Ministers. But that's not relevant.
The question, honourable, is that if the parliament feels concerned, why don't you summon the people whom you think are the right people?
Why? Let me tell you. In 2019, Ben, who was the first Director General in Yei River State, was the one who actually approved, you know, logging to take place in Kajukeji, but not the individuals. So when the individuals in Kajukeji saw that, okay, the state government is allowing logging to take place, they took advantage, right? And even the choice of calling the commissioner, the commissioner is a little boy of these practices. They are big giants, the Minister of Forestry, the Governor, and the rest. These are people who are supposed to be, you know, making decisions on logging. So what I want to say here is that let us not turn this conversation between Honorable Mawa and Dabe, but let us turn this conversation in what, let us acknowledge that something went wrong in Kajukeji, and that the big fish is not known, much as some of them are known, and we should be able to find out what do we do to stop logging and begin adapting a new processes of making logging transparent that benefits the people of Kajukeji. I think that should be, from the policy perspective, that should be the debate.
Okay. We shall be coming to you, Honorable, because we have to actually transit to another second hour of this discussion. If you have just joined us right now, you are listening to the Roundtable with me, Sunny Martin, and we are talking about the logging in Kajukeji County of Central Equatoria State that has caused a lot of tension between what is known as the landlord, the host community, and the loggers. And in the studio we have Honorable Francis Dabe, who is the SPLM-IO Chief Whip in Central Equatoria State Legislative Assembly. We also have Honorable Mawa Moses, a member of the committee that was formed by the State Government of Central Equatoria to go and investigate this logging in Kajukeji County. We also have Boboya James, who is a policy analyst, plus the County Commissioner of Kajukeji, Central Equatoria State, Honorable Kenya Rastro, is with me here, and we shall be opening our lines to you later on, where you can call and be part of our discussion. All right.